own permission to go from point A to point B.
A favor for a brother.
I lost control and hit a fire hydrant and hit a light bulb.
Turned into a wreck.
You don't think that that's what happened?
I think he decided to do stupid stuff in the car like he's done in the past.
Now a crash course in responsibility.
Why would you give somebody who's irresponsible possession of a car that you weren't supposed to be driving?
I went back and told him that I did not want him to drive the vehicle.
Do you think that I believe what you're telling me now?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Emily Guerrero is suing her brother-in-law, 22-year-old Pablo Pauly Guerrero, for tow fees and the value of a totaled car.
Order. All rise. Your Honor, it's case number 358 on the calendar in the matter of Guerrero versus Guerrero. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, sir.
Mrs. Guerrero, this is your brother-in-law, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your husband?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How many people live in your household?
Five.
How old are they?
7, 9, and 12.
Do you work outside the home?
No, ma'am.
You work outside the home, Mr. Guerrero?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a mobile installer.
What kind of car do you drive?
Was a 98 Mustang GT. Was what the car I was driving. Now I currently drive a 97 Mustang.
And what kind of car do you drive, Mrs. Guerrero?
A 95 Honda Passport.
And how long have you had it?
A year.
This is what this case is about. You asked your brother-in-law, this gentleman here, if he would do you a favor and move some furniture in your house. This is what you say in your complaint.
Yes.
Your brother-in-law didn't have a car.
Yes.
So he said, I'd be more than happy to come and help you move the furniture. And you called your brother to ask him to borrow his car.
Yes, ma'am.
To go and move the furniture.
Yes, ma'am.
And you did. You moved the furniture. And when you were on your way back to return the car to your brother, there was an accident.
Yes, ma'am.
The car, Mrs. Guerrero, was in your name, so you're the plaintiff.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want the money for the car.
Yes, ma'am.
It's really your husband's car. You didn't buy it. He did.
Yes, ma'am.
It was put in your name because, according to you, he had a suspended driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Does he still have a suspended driver's license?
No, ma'am.
It's been reinstated?
Yes.
Is that right, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
When your brother asked to borrow your car, what did he say to you?
That my wife needed his help and that he was going to take my car from...
No, not he was going to take it. Could he take it?
Well, he asked if he can use it.
To help your wife?
And yes, ma'am.
You said yes. Now... How much furniture did he move in your house?
I do not know because I left.
Well, did you tell him what you wanted him to move?
I had someone else there and they told him what needed to be moved.
Who else was there?
It was actually at a club.
What do you mean at a club? What does that mean?
It was at a nightclub.
What was at a nightclub?
Where the furniture needed to be moved.
You mean he needed to take the furniture from your house to a nightclub?
No, the furniture needed to be moved around in the building at the nightclub.
Explain that to me.
All I know is that it had needed to be moved from one location to another location in the building.
Why?
To get ready for a big party.
Well, what did you have to do with that?
I was there basically letting these people in because I had a key to the building.
So you were working?
No, I wasn't working. My husband was a manager. And I offered to go and let these people in the building.
Your husband was the manager of what?
Of the nightclub.
Is that what you do for a living, sir?
I do two things.
So your brother was actually doing a favor for you?
Yes, ma'am.
So it wasn't furniture in your house. It was a chore that you needed to be done, Mr. Guerrero. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, why didn't you say that in your complaint, Mrs. Guerrero?
It was in the complaint about it being a business, I believe.
Well, maybe I missed it. You may be right.
Or it may just say something about moving furniture.
No, it just says, I asked Pauly Guerrero to help me move some furniture.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let's go back. On what date did this happen?
February 10th.
Okay. You called and asked him to move furniture for your husband's business. The car is not in his name, was not in his name because he had a suspended license, so we put it in your name. You are really then, as far as I'm concerned, the nominal owner. You don't work outside the home.
Correct.
This was your husband's car.
Correct.
You had your own car. And he was driving it with a suspended license.
Correct.
And he came, he moved the furniture because his brother really needed it moved because his brother was the manager of the nightclub. And then what happened, Miss Guerrero?
I realized that it was a half day for my children, so I had to rush back and get them off the school bus.
Rush back where?
Back to the house.
So you were at the nightclub?
I was, because I had to let him in.
How far away is the nightclub from your house?
About 15 minutes.
So you were not at your house. You knew that he had your husband's car. that that's what he was using in order to get himself there to move this furniture for your husband. He accomplished that, and then you had to go and pick up your children. Keep going.
When I was walking out the door to leave to go get the children, it started to sleet. So I went back and told him that I did not want him to drive the vehicle.
I don't believe that. That's a lot of baloney. That makes a good case for you, but it's a lot of baloney. Go ahead.
He said that he wouldn't, and I said I would bring him wherever he wanted to go when I got back.
Yeah, what were you going to do with the car?
I was going to leave it there and pick it up later.
How were you going to do that, one person?
I probably was just going to leave it there for the night since it was bad weather.
And what kind of car were you driving?
A 95 Honda Passport.
This was a newer car than yours. How come you were driving your car and you didn't want him to drive your husband's car?
Because it had a lot of power, and with it sleeting, I knew it was a little bit more slippery.
Do you think that I believe what you're telling me now?
I don't know.
Well, I don't. He had permission to use the car. He had permission to use the car from you. He had permission to use the car from your husband. The only question in my mind is, was he negligent in using the car? Because I don't believe that you withdrew your permission at all. I think that that's a lot of baloney to get money. Right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Now, tell me how the accident happened, Mr. Guerrero.
Gas pedal got stuck underneath the floor mat.
And?
And I lost control and hit a fire hydrant and hit a light pole.
And?
I then called her, my sister-in-law, Emily, and told her what happened.
That you were in an accident?
Yes, ma'am.
Because of something inside the car?
Yes, gas pedal got stuck.
You believe him?
No, ma'am.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't think that that's what happened?
No, ma'am.
Tell me what you think happened, Mr. Guerrero.
I think he was playing around in the car and decided to peel out and do stupid stuff in the car like he's done in the past.
Then you wouldn't have lent him your car.
Well, I...
Then you wouldn't have lent him your car, would you have?
Well, I gave him from point A to point B to go and nowhere else.
You asked him to do you a favor.
I pay him to help me when he helps.
And when he helps, does he use your car?
Sometimes.
Does he have a car of his own?
He did.
In February of 2010, did he have a car of his own?
No, ma'am. He borrows my father's.
You know, Mr. Guerrero, I don't believe you either. I think it's all very convenient.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
I have to say to myself, why would an otherwise normal person book a place and say, I think that I'm going to give him the business and cancel my credit card unless your place was disgusting? What else would motivate her?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Emily Guerrero says her brother-in-law, Paulie Guerrero, wrecked her car and refuses to pay. Paulie says he was doing her a favor and thought the car was insured.
You asked him to do you a favor. You knew he had no car. You gave him your car. And now you're standing here and telling me that, well, he played around with the car all the time before he's doing stupid things with the car. Well, if he did that, then you're responsible for what happened to the car. Why would you give somebody who's irresponsible possession of a car that you weren't supposed to be driving in the first place? Why was your license suspended?
It was for speeding tickets.
How many speeding tickets?
I don't recall, Your Honor.
More than two?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're telling me he plays around with a car?
Before, he used to have a 94 Honda Civic, and he would do crazy stuff and had an accident.
And I wouldn't let him use my car.
I figured that was when he was younger, so I gave him permission to go from point A to point B and told him.
Now you have a car, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Your wife has the same car that she's been driving?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't let your brother use your car anymore. The gas pedal got stuck. That's an accident. It's not his fault. And for that, you don't get any money. Mainly because I don't like people who lie to me. And the original story that you told me and that you wrote in here was a whole different scenario than moving furniture at a nightclub that was really your husband's business. Do we understand each other, Mrs. Guerrero?
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Please excuse me, step out.
He called and told me that he was in an accident.
Accidents happen.
He was sitting on the grass crying.
Gas pedal got stuck underneath the gas pedal.
Just that he was screwing around in it.
Happens. Families always get sued. My brother refuses to return any of my phone calls and doesn't see me at times.
Hurts me. It's my older brother.
That he would learn his lessons and grow up and be a man.
I don't get to see him. I don't get to talk to him.
Instead of letting everybody take care of him.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Francie versus Moore. Step forward.
Theodore Ted Francie is suing Joe Moore for canceling the payment for his Key West vacation rental. Joe claims the home was uninhabitable.
Miss Moore, where do you live?
I live in Pensacola, Florida.
And how did you get from Pensacola to Key West, which is where your place is, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
I flew.
You flew in an airplane and bought one ticket?
two tickets. A friend of mine and I went on vacation.
How much did you pay for your tickets?
About $800 for both of us for round trip.
You're a working gal?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a project manager for a construction company.
And how much vacation time do you get off each year?
2, maybe 3 weeks, and that's if I get to take it, because things are really crazy.
Okay, so let's say you get 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
And you decided to rent a condo in Key West with a friend for one of those weeks or 5 days.
Correct, yes, for Memorial Day weekend.
And paid $800 round trip.
Correct.
You answered the plaintiff's ad for his condo.
Yes.
And you sent him a check?
No, I paid through PayPal on a credit card.
So he got paid?
Correct.
Now, when you got out of the plane, did you rent a car?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you had to drive to Key West to where the condo was?
Yes, ma'am.
And when she got there, it was so disgusting she couldn't stay there. So what she did was she canceled the money. And that's what you're suing her for. So I have to say to myself, why would an otherwise normal person book a place, spend a lot of money on airfare to get there, spend a lot of money on a car in order to drive from the airport to the place, have no other reservation, have no other place to go, and say, I think that I'm going to give him the business and cancel. I'm not staying there, but I'm going to cancel my credit card or whatever it was, and I'm going to have to go and find another place to live unless your place was disgusting. What else would motivate her?
The place is not disgusting.
No, but what would motivate, is my question, what would motivate her to do that?
What motivated her is that there were not two people checking in. I found out that there were three people checking in.
That's incorrect.
Shh, 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 shh. Just a second. I don't care whether she was going with the whole Coxie army. What would cause somebody to have that kind of lapse?
She came to the facility. She tried to check in three people. It only sleeps two people.
Keep going.
On May 24th, I got a call from her. That was the date of check-in. I'm in California. She's calling from Key West. She goes, the place is too small.
And that's then she's incorrect.
Just a second. Put your hand down. Your property manager's name is Christina?
Yes, Your Honor.
Christina went to get mosquito spray and bombs?
That is correct.
Now, I assume that Christina went to get mosquito spray and bombs because there were more than one or two mosquitoes in the condo.
That is incorrect, Your Honor.
Well, why would she go to get mosquito sprays and bombs?
Because in the conversation, talking to the defendant said that there was a mosquito problem and she was getting eaten alive.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You didn't take good care of this property.
Of course I do.
You want me to read you what he said about the gutters?
It had just rained. He has
gutters were holding water
here.
And adults came flying out when I messed with the debris.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rental property owner Ted Franzi says Joe Moore canceled payment on his rental fee. Joe claims Ted's Key West vacation home was infested with mosquitoes.
Go ahead.
I was concerned. Being 3,000 miles away, I'm picturing mosquitoes swarming all over the place. I go, are they inside or the outside? She goes, they're outside. I go, okay, it's May, Key West, the tropics, mosquito season. What can I do about it? I go, I'll get my property manager, Christina, to go out and get some balm, also get some fogging equipment. We'll also call mosquito abatement. We had mosquito abatement contacted. They came out the following day. She goes, I'm going to get eaten alive here. She goes, there's construction going on next door. Kind of jitterish. And I go, there is construction going on. I have one of my cottages being worked on. He was doing tile work inside, laying tile. I asked her, I go, what are you hearing? He's laying tile. He's just about finished. She then said, there's a bucket outside, and I think the mosquitoes are coming from the bucket. I go, that says grout bucket. I go, what I can do, I go, I can get mosquito abatement out. I go, why don't I set you up? Since you can't get into the small cottage, I go, why don't I set you up in my largest cottage, which I normally charge three times the rate. I won't charge any additional money.
But it was under construction.
And I said, the only thing that's not finished there is the sink hadn't been laid in. I go, you could use the sink for that night in the bathroom or in the unit that you were supposed to be in, trying to accommodate the situation. I started feeling that there was something else going on. I was concerned.
Well, that's my question to you, sir. What else do you think was going on?
She realized the unit was too small for three people.
You just told her you were going to give her a large unit.
To accommodate until we
just
can get...
Just a second. You just told her you were going to give her a large unit, and that there was nobody in the large unit.
Until mosquito abatement.
What were you calling mosquito abatement for? Are you trying to tell me, sir, that you didn't speak to Christina, and Christina said there are a lot of mosquitoes here?
Well,
is what you're saying to me that you did not have a conversation with your property manager.
I did.
Who
I have
said
phone
to
calls
you there were a lot of mosquitoes here, which is why you said you would call mosquito abatement.
There were no mosquitoes, and that's what we were trying to confirm. I spoke with the defendant. I then called Christina. I have my telephone records to show that. Mosquito abatement came out the following morning. I have records to show the weather conditions that day. There was a heavy rain. He indicated after two and a half hours.
Listen, you have a report from mosquito abatement?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see the report.
You're welcome to that.
I have the full report.
I'd like to see the full report.
It states that there was water.
You have pictures of the construction?
I do not.
Why not?
I didn't want to get ate alive by the mosquitoes running around out on the property.
You want to have the plaintiff read this? Read it, starting with gutter.
I'm going to read it the way they have it typed. Gutter were holding water and adults came flying out when I messed with the debris. There were maggots and other creatures in the gutters. Informed the manager to clean the gutters and would help with the mosquito problem.
Thank you. That's all. Did you go someplace else?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
How many days did you spend at the other place?
Five.
Five. Correct. What do you want?
I have pictures to show that there was nothing going on.
No, that's your report.
There was nothing else in the compound.
Mr. France, listen to me very carefully. Your property wasn't ready to be occupied by vacationers. Now, that may have been Christina's problem. That may have been your construction's problem or a combination of both. However, there is no question. Put your hand down.
Okay.
Were you there or were you in California?
I was there, yes.
You were there?
She was out of town at the time I called her.
Hmm?
She was out of town at the time I called her.
She was not out of town.
Just a second. Your first name is?
Christina.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't out of town. Yeah. And
well, you didn't take good care of this property.
Of course I do.
No, you don't. The gutters were full of... You want me to read you what he said about the gutters?
It had just rained. He has a report here.
Gutters were holding water and adults came flying out when I messed with the debris.
And the night before it had rained. There's a heavy rain report right here.
She was dissatisfied with the property.
I would like to prove by showing pictures of my compound, if I may, Your Honor.
When were the pictures taken?
These were pictures that were taken right after the stay.
Just tell me what the date was where they were taken.
Pictures were taken in June 2010.
Are the pictures date stamped?
No, they are not.
I'm not interested in them.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You should apologize to her for a ruined weekend. Sit down. You should apologize to her. She's not a nut. She came there hoping for a reasonable vacation. What she was met with was a disastrous, mosquito-driven place that had construction ongoing. One didn't have a sink where you wanted to put her. One had debris and maggots coming out of a gutter. And I can understand why she and her friend said...
The pictures show exactly what the compound looks like,
You have no picture, sir.
I have ads that are on the internet that show the pictures. They were posted over a year ago.
Listen to me, sir. If you had the lovely Christina take a picture of the property the day she moved in, then you would have a picture that's date stamped and say there was nothing wrong with this property. There were no mosquitoes. You called mosquito control. Mosquito control came out and said, there's a problem. Your report.
I have written reports from folks that stayed there during the time that she was attempting to check in, Your Honor, that state public on public sites that there were no mosquitoes.
This is your report.
I have testimony.
This is your, no, you have no testimony. This is mosquito control.
I understand.
That you called.
And it says there's no larva to be found. It's
Goodbye,
zero.
Goodbye, sir. Your case is dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She slandered me based on an excuse about mosquitoes.
His property was in shambles. It was under construction.
The mosquito report states that there are no larvae present
and mosquito infested.
This is May in Key West, the tropics.
I've lived in Florida all my life, born and raised here. I know what
May and mosquitoes come together at that time of the month.
It's supposed to be a normal amount of mosquitoes, and that was not it. It was definitely infested.
There's no issue there. There are no mosquitoes.
He emailed me twice a day for 6 weeks when I got back home, threatening me.
Mosquito abatement comes out on a regular basis. That's a typical thing that happens in Key West.
The guy is a psycho.